Generally, established activists are becoming more refined and tactical in their approaches to the companies they choose to target. In part due to activists and the companies they target, and perhaps due in part to the new universal proxy card rules, settlements are occurring earlier in the process, and this results in directors joining boards at much earlier stages in the process. Today, in many situations, the first time the public learns that an activist is in the stock is when the company and the activist announce a settlement. One of the biggest changes is that activist investors are attracting experienced directors as their candidates. Particularly for smaller companies, the activist may be able to attract higher caliber directors than the company itself can attract. That is a very powerful incentive for a company to settle.
ESG arguments are becoming more central to an activist's investment thesis and public engagement. Returning to Southwest as an example, Elliott highlighted the airline's handling of a scheduling crisis over the 2022 holidays due to malfunctioning software systems to further emphasize the company's underperformance and underline the need for change. SOC Investment Group's campaign at Starbucks is likely to be a bellwether campaign for activists focused on environmental and social issues. SOC was focused on holding the company to account on worker rights and a flawed human capital management strategy, but nominated a full slate of directors rather than just filing a non-binding shareholder proposal, which forced the company to take its demands much more seriously. Although it was highly unlikely for the activist to replace the entire board, under the new universal proxy card rules, it had a much better chance of winning a seat or two on the board than before. Ultimately, SOC withdrew the nominations, but only after Starbucks had come to an agreement with its labor union to improve worker rights. We expect to see more of these types of campaigns going forward, with investors nominating candidates to put more pressure on companies to take their agenda seriously.
Because each activist has its own investment horizon, objectives, and tactics, activism reflects a variety of strategies to affect change. Some funds publicly announce their objectives at an early stage, issuing white papers, and using the press and social media to maximize pressure on the target. Others negotiate with the target privately and less, and until they decide the target is not sufficiently responsive. Some establish fairly large positions in the target, others invest less capital. Some litigate in order to access board minutes or other material to gain inside information to use in their campaigns. Activists with longer investment horizons are willing to wage multi-year campaigns or to take aim at a company they previously targeted when they are not satisfied with the progress being made. Much of an activist's leverage relies on the threat of a proxy campaign to replace management's board candidates. However, activists do not launch a contest in every case.
Now into its second proxy season, we are beginning to see the effects of the universal proxy card and the way it has shaped activists' approach to assembling slates and running fights and how companies need to refine their defenses. Activists have tailored their approaches to be more selective with their nominees and have found candidates with defendable track records to help implement their desired changes. Additionally, the universal proxy card has ushered in an era of highly personal campaigns focused on directors and management, as shareholders now have the ability to vote on candidates individually, not solely according to a slate of candidates. We saw a number of firsts this year: the first single-issue social-focused proxy fight, the first multi-activist proxy fight, and the first control slate proxy fight. Activists, including smaller non-traditional funds, have used environmental and social issues to build shareholder support against boards and management.
Shareholder activism has evolved significantly, with activists employing more sophisticated and varied tactics to influence companies. Traditionally, activists buy shares and push for changes to enhance value, often seeking board representation or proposing strategic moves like mergers. To complement these tactics, activists are increasingly using social media and public campaigns to rally support and pressure companies, which can lead to reputational risks for those that do not respond effectively. Activists are also increasingly collaborating with institutional investors which, while not traditionally activists, engage discreetly with activists to influence corporate strategies. This shift marks a departure from the past when activism was primarily associated with hedge funds, illustrating a broader trend toward shareholder activism among institutional investors seeking to enhance long-term value and corporate governance. Proxy fights have become more strategic, targeting specific directors rather than entire boards, and litigation is used as a tool to address governance failures.